理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 2. A Merry Christmas. Joe was the first to wake up on Christmas morning. No presents were next to the fireplace, and for a moment she felt disappointed, as she remembered long ago when she would awake to find presents filling the sitting room. Then she remembered her mother's promise and went to wake her sisters.
"Where is Mother?" asked Meg.As she and Joe ran down the stairs.
"Some poor child came here begging for your mother's help, and she went right away to see what the child needed. I've never met another woman so generous," replied Hannah,
who had lived with the family since Meg was born and was considered by them all more as a friend than a servant.
"She will be back soon, so let's finish getting breakfast ready," said Meg.
"Now there's Mother coming. Hide the gifts, quick," cried Joe as the door opened.
"Merry Christmas, Marmy,"
they cried together.
"Merry Christmas, little daughters. Now, I want to ask you something before we sit down for breakfast. Not far away from here lies a poor woman with a newborn baby. Six children are freezing together in one bed, for they have no fire. There is nothing to eat over there, and the oldest boy came to tell me they were suffering from hunger and cold. My girls, will you give them your breakfast as a Christmas present?"
They were all quite hungry, and for a minute no one spoke, but Joe soon exclaimed,
"I'm glad you came before we began eating."
"I thought you'd do it," said Mrs. March, smiling with satisfaction.
"We shall all go, and when we come back, we will have bread and milk for breakfast."
They were soon ready and began their walk to see the sick woman and her children. A poor, miserable room it was, with broken windows, no fire, a sick mother, crying baby, and a group of pale, hungry children crowded together to keep warm. Hannah brought wood for the fireplace, while Mrs. March gave the mother tea and porridge and comforted her with promises of help while she dressed the baby tenderly. The girls prepared the table and set the children near the fire, feeding them, laughing and talking. That was a happy breakfast, though they didn't eat any of it. When they went away, leaving comfort behind, they were the merriest of girls and were quite content to eat bread and milk on Christmas morning. After returning home, the girls prepared their presents for their mother. Mrs. March was both surprised and touched at receiving the gifts. The slippers went on her feet immediately. A new handkerchief was put in her pocket and scented with Amy's perfume that came in a fancy bottle she purchased instead of the pencils she had planned to buy for herself. The morning events took so much time that the rest of the day was spent preparing for the evening play, as the family was not wealthy enough to afford going to the theater. On Christmas night, 12 neighbor girls sat on one of the family beds to watch the performance. The guests watched in wonder, sometimes laughing, crying, or looking astonished at the events in the story. At the close of the performance, they cheered and clapped eagerly. Soon after, Hannah came in to announce that dinner was ready. This extraordinary meal was a surprise to all, and when they saw the table, they looked at each other in amazement. It was not surprising that Marmy would find a way to surprise the girls with a treat, but such a fine meal as this was never had since the start of the war. There was ice cream, cake, fruit, chocolates, and in the middle of the table were flowers. They stared at the table in wonder before turning to their mother, looking pleased.
Our neighbor, old Mr. Lawrence, sent this to us,
Mrs. March began.
The Lawrence boy's grandfather. I don't know what made him think of doing such a thing. We don't know him, exclaimed Meg.
Hannah told one of his servants about your breakfast party. He is an odd old gentleman, but that pleased him. He knew my father years ago, and he sent me a polite note this afternoon, saying he hoped I would allow him to send you all a little present.
His grandson told him to do it. I know he did. He's such a wonderful young man. I wish we could know him better. He looks as if he'd like to know us, but he's shy.
I like his manners, and he looks like a little gentleman, so I would certainly like to know him better,
declared Amy.
Yes, we'll have another play sometime that he can come see. Perhaps he'll help act. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
How pretty these flowers are, exclaimed Meg, as she began examining them with great interest.
They are lovely,
returned their mother.
I wish I could send some to Father. I'm afraid he isn't having such a Merry Christmas as we are, said Beth quietly.